Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we were talking about Christians filling their hearts with the Word of God in order to resist the devil. Let's continue with that lesson today.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
After reading the first five verses, as well as the problems in chapter 3, and for that matter, the entire book of James, we find that the joy and laughter of verse 9 was built on the flesh. It wasn't built on the Spirit. Therefore, they needed to humble themselves before God, lest they enter chastening and lose their joy as well as their eternal reward. And friend, that is not a laughing matter. And so, that is why we're told to let our laughter be turned into mourning. Now, my friend, I wonder, as a Christian, what place does the world have in your heart? Oh, it's not dirty, it's not filthy. But when's the last time you shared the gospel with an unsaved person? When's the last time you were with another Christian and you started speaking of the things of God or the things of God's Word? And by that, I don't mean cutting down people in church or church programs, but you just discussed the things of God's Word. When's the last time that happened? My friend, we can't expect revival, and we cannot expect answered prayer until we are willing to draw nigh to God. Many times it's the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of this life that are not filthy or dirty in and of themselves, but they occupy so much of our time and they're of this world. They have no eternal value. And we end up sacrificing, as old Bob Jones Sr. used to say, we sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Now, my friend, as Christians, why not begin to fill your heart with the Word of God? Draw nigh to God. Obey the Word of God. Meditate in the Word of God. And resist the devil through God's Word. Now, friend, you can't do that if you're not saved. If you don't know that if you died today, that heaven's your home, trying to resist the devil is a futile thing for you. And the devil is so subtle. He can make you feel religious and deceive you with that feeling. The devil's able to give feelings. He is a sensual creature. As a matter of fact, one of the prophecies of the last days in which we're living is that men would be sensual. Our religion would be sensual. And don't you see that all about us with religious services that are entertaining or sensually based? And the real issues of the heart, the real issues of life, the real issues of eternity are missed. Now, my friend, if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home, I want you to listen for these next few minutes as I share with you the Word of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, friend, that includes me, but that also includes you. Being holy, God must punish sin. Otherwise, he would not be true to himself, and this whole world would be thrown off course. The wages, what we've earned, the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. And my friend, that is the destiny of any person without Jesus Christ. God hates sin. When he saw that it was his only begotten Son on the cross, God's attitude about sin did not change. And the Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 10, that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Because when he saw my sin and your sin upon his Son, his attitude about sin did not change. And if it didn't change when it was his only begotten Son, what makes you think that you'll be able to stand before the judgment of God and convince him otherwise? Oh, yes, the wages of sin is death. And that is grim news. But that's only half of Romans 6:23. He says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, my friend, if a person dies and goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves. Strict justice. Nothing more, but nothing less. But if a person goes to heaven, he doesn't get what he deserves. He's getting what Jesus Christ deserves. And that is so much better. Now, friend, Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for every sin you or I ever will or ever have committed. As a matter of fact, he paid for all sin for all time. That is why, if a person dies and goes to hell, he goes to hell with the sins paid for. Jesus died on the cross, shedding his precious blood for you and me. 3 days later, he rose up from the dead, having conquered all that conquered us. Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. Why? Because his soul rose victoriously from hell as well as from the grave. What does he require of us? To earn it? No. He says that God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent means to turn from. Repent. Turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin. And Acts 3:19 says, be converted. Give your life to Jesus Christ, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord, when he is to return. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, if you'll turn from your sins and receive Christ as your Lord, God, and Savior, you'll receive God's gift of eternal life. Now, friend, life, death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul, all of that is serious. At stake is life, life itself, your eternal life. You've heard me say it before if you've listened to this broadcast long. And I'll say it again. No man on his deathbed has ever said, I'm sorry that I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and I lived for him. And my friend, why be so foolish to wait to the end of this life and then realize you've wasted it all and there's nothing that you can do when you can be saved right now? Now, friend, admit that you're a sinner. Realize that you need a Savior. And that you cannot save yourself. Then repent. That is, turn from sin. Turn from depending on yourself. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross, dying for you, that he was buried, and that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. And now he is physically alive and in heaven preparing a place for you. Believing that, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Savior. And friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. Pray this prayer and mean it from your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. By your help, I am willing to turn from my sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just received the Lord as your Savior, then write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I want to send to you absolutely free. This booklet will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. It will share with you things about living for the Lord. It'll share some things about doctrine. It'll show you how to study the Bible so that you can understand it and get more from it. It will also share with you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It will also tell you how to lead another person to Christ. It'll show you things about the local church. And I want you to have this booklet absolutely free. Just write and ask me to send you the booklet. Or you may be already saved, but you would like to have the booklet and maybe even to use it to help others. Then, my friend, just write us. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments, and we will expedite that to you as quickly as possible. And then just pray for the wisdom and the direction with the supplying of all the needs that this ministry would have in order to continue and to spread throughout the country and to other parts of the world. And so we depend upon you to do that. We do not depend upon a marketing firm. We do not use one, nor do we use advertising through the media markets of the newspapers and the TV and things of that nature. Friend, we're depending upon you. We do our best. We do our best, my friend, to feed you, to present to you the Word of God, both the milk and the meat. We try to minister to you in these spiritual things. Now, my friend, please help us in these other things. And I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't take that lightly. We take that very seriously. Thank you for listening. And my friend, may the lamp and light of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.